you try to cup your hand a little bit, you get a chance for a little bit of a louder clap in there as well. Number two in this process, you have to recognize or declare a high five is about to happen. You don't have to yell high five. Just make sure there's no confusion. Make eye contact. Don't change your mind. And go for a fist bump at the last minute. And God help you if you shift into an awkward hug. That's just making it weird, right? Both people have to commit to the high five. Number three, stay calm and be ready to move in unison. Don't panic. Don't try to rush it. You're not swatting at a bee. It's not a competition. You just got to be cool. You got to be smooth at that point. And then finally, this is the most important one, according to howtobeadad.com. Look at their elbow, not their hand. Your brain is going to automatically know where your hand needs to be, and you'll make better contact. It's especially helpful with running high fives where, you know, you've got more moving parts happening. So just so you don't screw it up, because that can be really weird and awkward if you screw up the high five. Plus, it's like the easiest thing in the world to do. So when you screw it up, you feel even stupider.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that a scene in Dumb and Dumber or something? They were doing a high five and they totally missed it?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, that happens a lot, actually.
It does. High five. It's the elbow. Look at the elbow, people. That's what you got to do to make it through that one.
And you know, all of that stuff you just talked about all has to happen in your brain in like a split second, too.
So because it's coming. You know it's coming, and you don't want to be the one to screw it up.
High fives are way more stressful now for me ever since I learned that.
I know. There's rules and there's steps and you have to engage, and it's very traumatic. Now, we do have a couple of good food ones on the list as well. This is an interesting one. International Pizza Cake Day is today. Now, we've heard of pizza pie, right? You know, but this is pizza cake. And this goes all the way back to all the way back to the 1800s when, according to legend, a cake that looked like a pizza was created by a French chef for a wedding of a duke in France. So they apparently liked their cake, but they wanted it to look like a pizza. So going back to the 1800s, they made a pizza that looked like a cake, and now we have International Pizza Cake Day instead of Pizza Pie Day.
That is a very thick pizza cake. I'm looking at that picture right now at National Today.
It's kind of crazy. And I say celebrate this one however you want. If your pizza cake becomes like a hearty pizza pie from your favorite pizza joint, I say celebrate it. If you want a cake that looks like pizza, who cares? I mean, both are absolutely delicious. You're not going wrong either way on that one.
Or just have pizza and cake, you know, separate
this
both
is
of
true
them,
I mean both. you've got dinner and dessert right there. I mean, that makes it super simple. And then finally, we wrap up with National Animal Crackers Day today. Who doesn't love an animal cracker? As a kid, I used to pretend that they, you know, were doing a little zoo, because you kind of had to do that. You could buy those little boxes with the little string attached. It was the Barnum and Bailey circus theme. Those were delicious. Now, I personally, as a kid, this is why I was the chubby kid, I personally loved a good frosted animal cracker. Those were my favorite.
Delicious. One of my favorites, too.
I'll still take an animal cracker if it's got frosting on it. I mean, come on now. Who are we as adults to say that those things are wrong, even at the ripe old age of 45?
I hear you. I'm with you.
That was the beauty of having toddlers. If your kids ate stuff like that, you were like, oh, we just got to have one with them. It's fine. And it was totally acceptable. Now, if I walk around with my little box of animal crackers, I'm probably going to get some weird looks, but I'm going to enjoy every single one of them. But as, you know, as a parent of a toddler at one stage of life, it was totally normal to walk around with my little box of animal crackers.
Well, it was that. And when they were really little, you would try the sweet potato puffs. Do you remember the puffs?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. We had some good stuff for our kids. I mean, and I think it's just advanced. Mine are a lot older now, so it's been a really long time since I've had to get into any of that, but there was some good stuff for the kiddos way back in the day. No matter how you're celebrating today, make sure it's a good one and enjoy, and have an animal cracker too, and your pizza and your cake. It's totally cool today. Taking a look at this forecast this morning, cloudy with showers, a high right around 50. Yep, more rain coming down right now at Goose Poop Pond. Some showers this evening. We're gradually going to clear things out, though, a low around 35. Tomorrow, at least we're going to see some sunshine once again. A little breezy, though, as well. 51 for a high. Right now, it's 43. Time for your community calendar, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Come on down to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Our buffets are now open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Tuesday through Sunday, offering the all-day buffet. Join us for family night every Sunday from 5 p.m. until close, where our buffet and drinks are only $11.99. It's our special Sunday night family deal, available through May 31st. And don't miss out on our Thursday pizza deal. Buy a large pizza to go and get a large pizza free. See you at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo.
Here's a look at your Max FM community calendar. On Saturday, April 20th, celebrate Earth Day with a work day at Devil's Lake State Park. Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be organizing this event. The park staff will be directing work parties on various projects all around the park. Meet at the North Shore Picnic Area near the Rock Elm Shelter. The friends will supply tools, bring work gloves, water, and snacks. Come prepared for the weather. Again, this is a great way to help volunteer at Devil's Lake State Park on Earth Day, 9 a.m. until 12. This will take place on Saturday, April 20th. For more details, visit friendsofdevilslake.org. Also on Saturday, the 20th, it's the Baraboo Young Professionals Putt-Putt Pub Crawl. Join BYP as downtown establishments will have a mini golf hole for foursomes to play. You'll search around with a pre-crawl drink at Brothers on Oak. That's where the registration and the pickup site will be held. And then hit the links at your leisure as long as all holes are completed between noon and 5 p.m. $80 per foursome. All the details for that can be found at BaraboOYoungProfessionals.com. There'll be another opportunity to volunteer thanks to the Sauk Prairie Conservation Alliance on Saturday, April 20th, as they'll be working on prairie restoration at the former Badger Army Ammunition Plant. Meet along the Museum of Badger Army Ammunition just at the gate along Highway 12. Bring your own drinking water, wear long pants, long sleeves, and sturdy shoes. Gloves and tools will be provided, but you're welcome to bring your favorite pair of gloves. Tasks will include pulling invasive plants, cutting and piling brush, and monitoring progress of the site. This will be 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday. Go to saukprairie.org for more details. There are a number of volunteer opportunities for Earth Day. Again, be sure to check out your local Chamber of Commerce websites for more details and the city websites as well.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Hey, guys. I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Wasn't right here. Oh, but- Shots, grit your teeth. You run from 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I Just Died in Your Arms. There is Cutting Crew, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. I'm Maddie Jones. Packers fans, we got to dive into the world of Aaron Rodgers because we all know that he likes to dabble in the conspiracy theories, and apparently some of his fans will also believe some pretty wild stuff. Big surprise there, right? Well, a woman in Ohio was robbed by a person claiming to be the actual Aaron Rodgers online. They met on this messaging app called Viber. She and Aaron, we'll put that in air quotes, talked for a couple of months. She was pretty confident it was him because the profile picture had a photo of Aaron Rodgers wearing a Green Bay Packers hat. We aren't going to talk about the fact that he's currently with the New York Jets. And he, quote, talked about himself personally, whatever that entails. That seems like kind of a scary path to go down. She was so sure he was legit that she gave him her driver's license information, social security number, and bank account details. Oh my goodness. Now, if you're wondering why Aaron would need this random Ohio woman's bank accounts, he'd say things like, I'll send you $10,000 to help you move out of your apartment, but first you need to send $800 to my lawyer's wife. The police are investigating, but it's unclear if they're making any headway. In the meantime, they've told her to block Aaron, again in air quotes, on all social media, freeze all of her accounts, change her passwords, and monitor her credit. It's unclear how much she lost in total. She says she's going to be okay because Travis Kelce has apparently offered to cover her losses. She needs to Venmo his lawyer's wife about $1,000 first, and then all will be good. Oh my gosh. I don't know if it's the stupidity of the Aaron Rodgers wannabe or the people who actually believe in these things, but you be the judge, I guess. Coming up, more of your favorite music. My gosh, we've got Aerosmith Angel next here on Max FM.
Don't let a few orange barrels and detour signs fool you. Baraboo is open for business. This is George Altoff from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce.
And I'm Seth Taff from Downtown Baraboo Incorporated.
We want you to know that the reconstruction of Highway 33 through Baraboo should not deter you from visiting.
That's right. Baraboo is open for business.
Just follow the detour signs.
They'll point you in the right direction.
Baraboo has so much to offer. Circus World, wineries, breweries, a world-class distillery, and a downtown that's right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. And there's always something fun going on.
Like our annual Fair on the Square, Saturday, May 11th. It'll bring 200 artists and crafters to downtown for a one-day bonanza.
And on Saturday, June 8th, we'll host our annual Big Top Parade, featuring beautiful circus wagons, marching bands, and enough clowns to fill up a school bus.
So, ignore those orange barrels and head to Baraboo for the day, or come for the weekend.
For more information, visit baraboo.com or downtownbaraboo.com.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun to chfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice, because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
Max FM.
I'm in love. hits, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Radio's on and I'm moving round the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know. Carving you up, all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just about starting tonight. I'm dying for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a little reaction. Come on, baby, give me just one look. You can't start a fire. Sitting around crying over a broken heart. This gun's for hire.
Maneater, there is Hall & Oates, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a great Friday Eve. Now, if you love live theater, then you're going to definitely want to make your plans for May 3rd through the 5th, and then again, May 10th through the 12th, because that's when Baraboo Theater Guild presents their latest production called Middletown. This is a deeply moving and funny play. It explores the universe of a small American town. Now, if you want to get your tickets, they are currently on sale over at Baraboo Theater Guild.org. The play will be held on Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock, Sunday afternoons at 2 o'clock, so you get a nice matinee. Tickets are only $16, and that play can be seen at R.G. Brown Theater. Always a great time with the Baraboo Theater Guild. Those productions are always amazing. So again, check out Middletown over at Baraboo Theater Guild.org. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. Might want to keep the umbrella handy today. It looks like we could see some more showers throughout the day. And then by tomorrow, we might even see a little sunshine. That sun might continue into the weekend, too. Temperatures will definitely be a little bit cooler, though. We're going to keep you updated on the latest with the weather. In fact, we'll have a look at that forecast next, right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at BaraboOBank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mouthwatering steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and Black Angus burgers. Hi, this is Jason from Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg. If you're looking for the perfect place for a quick lunch or a date night out, Jay's offers a little bit of everything, even a huge kids menu. Jay's is also the place for holiday parties, banquets, baby showers, and any other upcoming events you are planning. We feature Wisconsin tap beer, a great Rhine list, and a full bar. Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg has something for everyone. We'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Jenny, manager of a brand new store in town called Big Deals. It's not a brick and mortar store, but rather an online marketplace. What makes this place so great is it's filled with gift certificates to local businesses in town. Shop local, buy local, and save money. That's our motto, Big Deals. It's kind of a big deal.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Cloudy today with showers, a high near 50 degrees. Tonight, becoming clear with a low around 34. Sunshine and breezy on Friday, a high near 51. West winds will gust 30 to 35 miles per hour. Mostly sunny, upper 40s Saturday, upper 50s Sunday. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, shop, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's 45 degrees right now.
99.7.
Celebration.
a celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. Birthdays and anniversaries again tomorrow morning. The big weekend list. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us 355-9970. It's Billy Joel now, only the good die young.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You got the liquor, start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. Temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. That's what I said. Only the good die young. Only the good die young. You might have heard I run with a dangerous crowd. We ain't too pretty, we ain't too proud. A bit too loud, oh, but that never hurt no one. So come on, Virginia, show me a sign. Send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. The stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Oh, baby.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Standing in.
Stand back. There's Stevie Nicks. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We are getting ready to kick off another 50-minute music hour. Great music to take you through your work day. A little dancing at the desk or, you know, dancing at home, whatever it entails. Maybe singing out loud in the car. I really don't care. Just have a good time with it because it's a great 50-minute music hour. Cameo on the way. The B-52 is also coming up along with Prince. We get things started next with Michael Jackson and Jay Roberts, who is in to take you through your midday right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
This Saturday, Kanamichi will host Milwaukee's Old Goat Shuffle Band. They bring together an all-star lineup of veteran musicians to deliver a high-energy, pub-style performance featuring their modern approach to Celtic, Americana, bluegrass, country, songs of the sea, and folk music. They've been reinventing these traditional songs for a modern audience by infusing them with touches of blues, funk, and jazz. All the fun gets started at 7:20 this Saturday at Kanamichi. It's located in downtown Baraboo, where the cocktails, wine, and beer are perfectly paired with exceptional music and art.
Celebrate spring during Slama's Lawn and Sports Open House Friday and Saturday, April 19th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, April 20th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Reedsburg. Check out fantastic deals like 0% interest for 72 months on a wide range of John Deere mowers, gators, and compact tractors. They also carry a full line of steel outdoor power equipment for everything you need to tackle your lawn, garden, and more. Make sure you spring into Slama's Lawn and Sports Open House April 19th and 20th at 2160 East Main Street, Reedsburg.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Max FM.